Welcome, everybody. Share number 990. We're learning today. Le'ilu nishmas Moshe Doif Emre Baron Zisel. Le'ilu nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Le'ilu refuah shlema Yehuda Arya Leib Ben Hindash. Taka refuah shlema Psoich Shachar Lishrol. Getting back to our malacha of Mavir. Okay, so just an interesting point, important point actually. We spoke about last time baby monitors in reference to watching the baby for various different inyanim. Also, the same halachas would apply sometimes by elderly people. Sometimes a person has an elderly parent, which has to be watched, an elderly parent. They're in the bedroom and so on, and they have to put up a monitor to, see what's going on. The same halachas would apply that it could be done, because again, once somebody's in the room, obviously the person comes in, the child or whatever. When I say child, we mean the adult child comes in, the son or the daughter, and they're obviously not to talk specifically into the monitor, into the recorder, whatever it is. And if they have to talk to the parent, to try as low as possible. That's in general what we try and do, to talk as low as possible. And the same thing by the baby monitor in reference to the baby. If they have to talk to the baby, like we said, to try and keep it as low as possible, trying not to have any recordings, anything go on the monitor from the healthy people. Now, another important point we spoke about last time in reference to the surveillance cameras, security cameras, and all these type of things. We said in general when somebody's walking, but the question comes up, and then we said if somebody gets stuck, like if they pass by a house or whatever and something went on, they could, they could just go. They don't have to stay there the whole Shabbos. Obviously, you want to be careful not when it's a light and these type of things, not to pass by there if one knows. But now The important point that comes up a lot of times people go to hotels, especially to a hotel whereby one is not so familiar with, and there's various different type of automatic things going on there. Let's put it like that. Could be automatic lights, automatic bathrooms, automatic doors, and these various different type of things. So I always like to say over the, it's a shtick of a joke, but Reb Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, he was once by there was a bar mitzvah, and they all had the toilets over there in the bathroom, all had automatic flushers. So the Baal HaBos put, these yarmulkes, they have like these disposable type yarmulkes or whatever, he put a disposable yarmulke on each of the sensor by the automatic flushers. Let's say there's 10 sensors, he put one on each flusher. So he apparently used to say, it's such a frum bar mitzvah they made in the hotel that even the sensors in the bathroom was wearing yarmulkes, it was a joke he used to make. But lemaisa, it comes up a lot. A person doesn't realize sometimes they'll go into a bathroom, into a toilet or whatever, and they realize in a place where they're not familiar with, hotel or whatever, and all of a sudden they realize that the thing starts flushing. It's like automatically. But how is it going to stop when the person moves away? They go away. So the question is, could I not leave? Because of the fact that it keeps on flushing. By me leaving, I'm sort of like turning it off, by the sensible sense that I left, and it shuts itself off. So that in such a case, obviously we try not to, we don't use such a bathroom. So just to read real quickly from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos we spoke about, Rav Berkowitz from many various different psukim from Rav Belsky, Zech Tzadik Levracha. So he says like this: many hotels and public bathrooms have automatic toilets, right, with the sensors. If one knows that a certain bathroom has such a toilet, he should not use it on Shabbos. A person should not use such a bathroom bedafka, such a toilet bedafka, whereby it'll automatically flush. Now, but he says further, a person should try and find one that doesn't work on the or with the automatic sensors. If one went to such a bathroom without realizing that the toilet flushes automatically, and now they see, well, it's flushing, and the only way it's stopping if I leave or whatever, something along those lines, so then the person may still walk away from the toilet, even though it's going to stop. Flushing, it's sort of like the sensible sense that the person left, and they could walk away. They don't have to stand there, obviously, the whole Shabbos. Many, many different reasons. You have it's a psikresha, the leinichale, and so on. Okay. Also, possibly it's on a lachashenis richa legufa. Okay, we're not going to get into all the lamdashi part of it, but the bottom line is, if one is in such a place, they definitely could leave. Like we said, we spoke about last time with the monitors and the sensors, and if it's automatic bathrooms and these type of automatic things whereby they're stuck in such a place, one has to be careful not to go in those places. But if they did get stuck, they don't have to stay there the whole Shabbos. Now, another thing he brings down, again, does this all from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos. It's hard. I want to explain one thing. A lot of these shilas are extremely modern shilas that you don't find in some various different sfarim. You have to find certain sfarim that talk about them. Because obviously as we go on, time goes on, there's new type of things that come up and they're used constantly, whereby maybe 30, 40 years ago they weren't used so much. So, we're not even talking about whereby we have to look in the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about just Pashat, even some of the English Sfarim, that might have been written, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever the case might be. But he says another interesting thing, doesn't say for Hilchos Shabbos, one should not use also an automatic sink on Shabbos, right? If they're in these type of places, forget about the automatic flusher. They have these sinks that you just stick your hands under, and the sink senses the hand is there, and it pushes out the water. Or they have these automatic soap dispensers, right? So you put your hand under the soap dispenser, you don't have to press anything. It automatically senses your hands is there, and it shoots out a little bit of soap onto your hand. So many, many public places have these things. One should not use these, he brings down, one should not use these automatic sinks, not the automatic soap dispensers, on Shabbos. And the same thing would apply if somebody didn't, let's say for whatever reason, they didn't realize that the sink, they stuck their hand to go press the faucet, and they're about to press the faucet, all of a sudden they realize their hand, they flipped on, the sensor caught their hands, and it starts, releasing the water, and it starts washing the hands. So again, the same thing, they could pull away, or the same thing by the soap dispenser, they could pull away their hands, they don't have to, a person doesn't have to keep their hand there the whole Shabbos, whatever the case is. So obviously, but one has to be careful to check before, that it shouldn't be one of these automatic things in hotels and so on, public places. Obviously, it goes without saying. He brings on also, one should be careful in places that have lights that turn on and off when one enters and leaves, right? These type of things. Of course, one may not enter these such places on Shabbos. He brings down, from Rabelski and others, the same things would apply. Right, so the other thing is also in reference to automatic doors, obviously, in hotels, these type of things. Many times one has automatic doors, you step on a certain thing, and again, it senses, it opens up the door, and so on. And again, the same thing would apply. One has to be careful not to use these doors, or to figure out, however, a different way around, or whatever the case is. But, again, the same concept would apply. Somebody's stuck, they're on the mat, or whatever, all of a sudden they realize, the door opened, and it's not closing till once I get, in other words, I step on this sensor mat or whatever, the door opens. Now, if I know if I get off the mat, it's going to automatically close the door. The door stays open till I, get off the mat. So the same thing would apply, that one could get off the mat. He doesn't have to stay there the entire Shabbos, obviously. Like we said, all these things are psik reshet, like nichle, and most of the time it's the rabbanans because of the fact, these are things going, if a light is going off or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.